If you're planning a major organizational change within your business, my first piece of advice to you is don't do it. Don't do it unless you're absolutely sure that you've investigated all other alternatives. Don't do it unless you're completely sure it will add sustainable value to your business. Don't do it if it's an attempt to cost cut to a short-term target. Don't do it unless you are prepared and capable of executing the changes effectively and efficiently. Whilst change is the lifeblood of any business, major organisational change causes anxiety and stress to those affected, often results in a disruption to business as usual and a reduction in service to your customers. Washington Irving once said, "There is a certain relief in change, even though it be from bad to worse, as I have found travelling in a stagecoach. It is often a comfort to shift one's position and be bruised in a new place." So before you embark on your organisational change journey, make sure the result won't be a shift in your corporate bruises from one place to another. That's another reason not to do it. However, if you are completely convinced it's the right thing to do, there are some key points that will increase your chances of emerging bruise-free from any organisational change programme. Planning. Know where you want to get to and when you want to get there before you commence any activity. Planning the detailed steps of a change journey, the who, how, what, where, when, why, is the cornerstone to a successful organisational change programme. If you are faced with the choice of delaying the start to spend more time on the plan versus commencing without a detailed plan, then go for the former every time. Governance. Make sure you start off on the right foot by forming a programme office. Populate this with a team of people with the appropriate skills to design the governance and processes that will support the change programme. Involve people from the full spectrum of your business so that the impact of change in one area and how it might affect another can be fully understood. Ensure that all change activity, which is people affecting, is within the remit of this group. Give them the authority to deal with issues and challenges as they arise and task them with the responsibility of ensuring the plan is executed successfully. Communication. No matter how clearly you think you have communicated everything, there will be lots of questions. Produce an FAQ before the program is announced. Be consistent in answers on big ticket items such as why are we doing this. Set up an email address that people can forward questions to, and if you have healthcare support lines, brief your healthcare provider on the change activity. Above all else, communicate frequently, consistently and succinctly throughout the whole period of the program. Leadership. If the change program is your idea, then it is your responsibility. Announcing it and then leaving it to others to make it happen won't improve the chances of a successful implementation. Maintain a high level of visibility amongst the people affected, provide clarity and leadership to the program office, and manage issues and obstacles as they arise in a decisive and proactive manner. Listen to the advice of those around you, take ownership of the difficult stuff, and be the driving force behind the execution of the plan. Acting quickly and compassionately. The people affected by an organisational change programme will have their own fears, doubts, hopes and aspirations about how the changes might affect them. That will be and should be their number one priority. Never lose sight of the fact that your decision to initiate change can potentially have a massive effect on someone's life. So be honest in your communication, have belief in the fact that the changes you are making are the right thing to do. Treat everyone with the respect you would expect for yourself if you were in his or her situation, because one day you might be. For a written copy of this BOO, please go to www.johnpc.co.uk. johnpc-limited.posterous.com. Thanks for listening, and good luck.